And this is how the Omaskiko people trying to explain this thing. This is what the Omaskiko people have found out during the dream quest. They were able to understand this. How do you catch the mind, or how do you harness the medium to catch the mind of individual from distance, or the far distance, or the instantly or later? The only problem with this thing is it has interfered in many, many ways. It was very hard for an individual to explain in a general language. There was no word that could be described of such thing. So it was only tried to explain in a very easy terminology. It was so new, and it was not able to name this process or this nature of discovery, which could only be understood in the mind of the individual. And therefore, this particular thing was very, very touchy. It was not something to fool around with. Therefore, our ancestors, they may have accidentally catched the mind that is traveling towards them and bring it into voice into the area of a shaking thing. There are other things that as some people have tried to explain. They have said the mind can travel very fast, instantly, and maybe even faster than the speed of light, and it could travel very far distance. And there may have been other minds that travels in some direction, and that First Nation were able to capture it into their shaking tent setup. And this was something that mystifies them, because sometimes the mind that has come in there need the medium to be turned into an audible and understandable language of their own mind. Because they say animals' mind also can be captured in there and be turned into a human voice, into his own language. So for this reason, our ancestors were not capable of describing in detail what was happening. There are many things that our ancestors have had in their own process of a mind capability to understand the mind, how it works. But they have to do something without any scientific procedures. They didn't have to find a way to find these things exactly to explain in scientific terminology. It was not there, but the understanding was there. The same way as they understood and practiced the mental telepathy, or what did they call this in English? There is something that usually a woman can be very useful with it. I think it is called the women intuition, in to be a very minor way of explaining. Because our women, our ancestors, the Omaskiko women, had it very precisely and were very accurate with it. They were able to feel something, not exactly hearing something, but not exactly seeing things, but felt it at the instant moment. For the brief explanation, I would say I have seen myself. I was born in 1934, and between 34 and 53, I have seen these things actually worked or being experienced by some elderly ladies that I have seen.